Well, we have a little love story now, because why not? It's also a reminder that love has challenges. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville tells us about a couple that's never really known a time when one of them wasn't caring for the other, and they've kept their sense of humor through it all.
Things for Steve and Silver Kilgore were rocky from the start.
When we first met, the guy needed help, I found out. And I always helped people. But I knew he had a good man in him.
Prepare yourself, because the details of their love can sound a bit like a country song. A particularly iconic country song, to be exact. A song written by Steve's dad, Merle Kilgore, and made famous by Johnny Cash.
Everybody I've ever met at some point in their life has fallen into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down,
and the flames went higher.
Steve now sees this timeless classic as something of an allegorical tale for his own life.
When my father died, it was like a domino effect. Everything happened. Suddenly, you know, I got my inheritance. My wife wanted a big chunk to say goodbye.
He and the former wife divorced. He lost his job. He even had to put down his beloved dog of 13 years.
You know, it was just one thing after the other. I became the invisible man. Nobody came to see me anymore. It was like a hermit. Next thing I knew, I was knee-deep into cocaine.
In a pit of despair, his mother encouraged him to find someone. So as a bit of a music guy himself, he went to a songwriter's night and met Silver. They started dating, but he kept his cocaine addiction hidden somehow. When he came clean a few months in, she became his June Carter to Johnny Cash.
That's what he used to call me.
Yeah, I get mad.
I got pretty rough with him. I made him toe the line, and he didn't like it. I don't think he ever had anybody hold him to accountability.
But just as Steve was breaking free of addiction and they began to plan a wedding, Silver's health went south. A CAT scan revealed a stone in her liver duct, and an endoscopy procedure punctured her pancreas.
And they had me like in a semi-coma for 45 days. I couldn't eat, couldn't move, couldn't do nothing. Didn't know where I was at. They was telling my whole family she's going to die every day, every few hours. She's not going to make it. Then from there, I started going blind.
Turns out, Silver was in kidney failure and went totally blind. Steve was getting used to the rhythm of carting her to dialysis 3 times a week. Then he had a heart attack. Silver called an ambulance. They put in a stent and scheduled open-heart surgery.
I just thought to myself, if I don't make it off the operating table, I want to leave Silver my house and my royalties and make sure she's taken care of. And I just picked her up one day after dialysis, and I said, we're going over to our pastor. I'm going to meet him at the church with you, baby, and we're going to get married.
I didn't know we were going that day.
Nobody knew but me.
He comes and picks me up looking like a dog. And I am like,
She's never looked like a dog in her life.
Oh, yes, I did, because I had just been to dialysis. I was just out of it.
Steve was a little out of it, too. Forgot the wedding bands, so they swapped key rings instead and said I do.
Honey?
What, darling?
Steve's been really good about helping me. He gets me back and forth for dialysis.
You're going the wrong way.
Oh, see, that's what happened.
If you're a caretaker, or better yet, if you're not a caretaker, wait till you hear your name called 10,000 times a day. Steve, bring me some water. I see, can you get me some ice? Steve, I smell something burning. You know, but it just gets to the point where it's no longer a chore. It's just life. You know, it's just another page.
And for Steve, it's also returning a life-saving favor. It's been a bit like a game of ping pong. One gets sick, the other gets sick. But this round has a bit more permanence about it.
It wasn't always easy, but it was a beautiful life. And I've enjoyed every minute of it. And I got to see most everything I ever wanted to see, except one thing. My grandbabies.
It hurt.
Hey, have you told him, you want to tell him about the Tennessee possum puss?
The Tennessee possum puss.
Listen to this.
I pray to God I get my eyes fixed one day where I can see their beautiful little faces.
For now, it's Steve, who never had children, who plays with the grandkids for both of them.
When you love somebody and something happens, you just don't cut them loose. You know, if you're any kind of a person.
For Here and Now, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.